How do you think Rex Ryan has developed as a head coach? Because now he's going on his sixth year already as head coach of the Jets.
Well, it's amazing because I can remember seeing Rex down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, and he would be bemoaning the fact that I'm not getting a chance. You know, the Ravens didn't promote me, and I'm still an assistant. And here it is 6 years later in the Big Apple, one of the most high-profile positions in the league. And, you know, I think that Rex, he has been true to himself, which I think you have to give him credit for. And then there's been other times where I'm sure that management and ownership have said, I wish he would dial it back a little bit. But for the most part, I think he's been more politically correct than not most of the time. And again, you're talking about a very good defensive mind, a coach that the players love to play for. And I think that's probably been the common bond and the knitting that has held this organization together in a division that includes the New England Patriots.
Well, you spoke about it right there, the New England Patriots. A lot of people last year thought the Jets were going to be a 3-4 win team, but they surprised some folks with an 8-8 record. What do they have to do now to take that next step and challenge the Patriots in the AFC East?
Well, they went 8-8 last year with a rookie quarterback who threw 12 touchdowns against 21 interceptions in Geno Smith. So they've got to get those numbers flipped in terms of the turnover margin. If they do that, now they have a chance to start talking about 9 or 10 or 11 wins. Because the thing that the Jets do have is they are strong up front on the offensive line and the defensive line as a group. I do worry a little bit about the New York Jets on the edges. Who's rushing off the corner? Who's defending the passes on the perimeter? But as far as a run game, stopping the run, and being able to control the action between the hashes, I think the Jets can compete with anybody. You've got some of the best players in the league when you talk about Nick Mangold on offense, talk about Muhammad Wilkerson on defense. But on the edges, outside the hash marks, out towards the numbers, that's where they've got to answer some questions, and we'll have to see how 2014 plays out.